This is Donor Brass Stats. Let's take another caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Lane.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I hope my call for you and your family in better health.
I wish the same for you and yours, sir.
Okay, yeah. I have three little...
I hope you had a fantastic vacation as well.
Yeah. I have three little points to raise you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't plan on this one, but I can start with this.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson. Around 2010, 2011, I was at a shop, 3rd Avenue Gazette. And the gentleman was there having a conversation with what you are having daily now that I don't understand. Because truthfully, I just listen to it, but I don't understand it.
Which one? The one you're having now too? But now, son. Oh, that you engaging in too? Don't put it on people you're doing it to. Go along.
I mean, I say I don't understand the moving.
The moving him, okay.
I'm not talking about the...
The discussion, okay, no problem, my bad, I apologize.
Discussing Nelson is part of history.
Mm-hmm.
It's education
right.
For those who don't know.
Right.
So discussing it is not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about moving it is what I don't understand.
Right.
And let me explain to you what I mean. I mean, the gentleman had it there, and he said, "Man, you always know everything, because people just bring this debate a lot. That you know everything."
Does that you so?
Yeah.
Oh dear, the thought Alvin know it all, you know everything.
It's up to me to believe it or not.
No one knows everything though, so don't mind them.
I told him that I go in by Castro.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to like to go and sit down at Castro in Nelson Street.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Look, you got time? I can buy drinks. Let me go to the road." He didn't know what he had planned.
Mm-hmm.
And we took Ivan. Get off in Cheapside, walk up the road, and then I get by Nelson statue, something I never looked at that there in my whole life. I say, and I there, and he said, "What happened?" "It was a Wednesday." I said, "Won't you walk something? We can spend about 20 minutes or so." Only about 20 minutes after. I didn't tell him what. And I sit there. Unfortunate for me, it looked like a cruise ship was in or something. And I watched the amount of people that went by Nelson structure and took pictures. And I also watched the taxi man moving in between the tourists, and I don't know what it was talking according in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But the taxi man, some that the part going to the Treasury building and thing, walked down and was entertaining the tourists by Nelson.
Right.
And I sat there and I watched it for about 20 minutes after all. I said, "Let's go now." When I get in Independence Square, I said, "Let me start here a couple more minutes." I thought I saw when I was going, I think I saw that fella from the point that always got a book, always got a magazine. He never begins, I think that's his name. Mm-hmm. I think I passed him in Independence Square. And I stopped again, I said, "Let me stay here a couple minutes." And we sit there for about 20 minutes, talking and going through. And then I get there, we walk to Nelson Street. And on my way going out, I said, "Tell me what you noticed between Nelson's stature and the queer Arab Ahmad I love stature." He said, "Well, I know what you mean." I said, "You see how important Nelson's stature is right there? It's a historic spot. People I know, outside people I know about Arab Ahmad, like how they know about Nelson. And we are a tourist country. We depend on tourism. And we're going after a stature of a historic man. We could have liked him, hate him, or whatever it is." And the thing that got me confused with the discussion, when Nelson was working in the interest of Barbados, because Barbados was part of England, he was defending Barbados at the time of when that was going on. And now we're wasting all sorts of time in a country whereby we got 50,000 people home that we save money for national insurance. And you know, if it's 50,000 that register at national insurance, the real figure is about 75,000.
Or even 100.
Because 20 people don't pay into national insurance and they're unemployed too. We don't want to debate that. We want to debate moving Nelson. And let me tell you this here, but this slavery thing. And I can ask you because I know you read. Truthfully, and you, I don't call you know one time because your connections. And I is a straight shooter all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I say there were 7 moderators
But your connections, your connections not is Barbados first too, or no? You DLP first. My bad.
Let me take this one first.
I know, but we ain't here. I know you want to go on to moderators and so on, but today we're really dealing with issues. I ain't dealing with that. I want to ask you two questions before the producer pulled the plug on me. You see, you notice that a tourist went there and took free pictures. Would you support the calls to throw him in the sea so the guy go and pay us on scuba diving people to go and see and take pictures down there too? Or in the museum where the guy buy a ticket and leave some of that foreign exchange that we need about this place? Will you support the move from an economic standpoint then, that we can make back some money instead of coming and taking these free pictures? Just a question.
Let me tell you what I believe, and I hope you got me this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a question I ask you. Can you take back honors that you give people?
Yes. No, but no, you know you strike me with this. Sorry. I ask you a question, you answer. Then you ask me what I ask. What I hear the answer your questions. You're the great interviewer. But listen though, you will support the move though to move them so we can make some foreign exchange.
Don't ask me that because you know that I believe Nelson with you.
No, I didn't know that. They want to come and keep taking the free pictures. I didn't know that. I had to ask to find that out. But all you have to do is to know they don't want the money, let them take the free pictures.
Corey, I don't have to say no.
I didn't know that. I don't know, sir.
I address myself. Nelson, I show a gentleman that Nelson, where the tourist is concerned.
I know, but I just wanted the little money out the pocket, the little wallet, the little purse. That's all. I don't think they should come here and just take the free pictures. But the other question is, you say that they come because they know Nelson, not Arabar. But when people travel, I think you should engage them in your culture.
I never say they come.
You said that when they come or when they came, they went and they will know more about Nelson than Arabar. But I would like when they come, they can learn about us. I have the confidence that we can teach them about us. And that I have the confidence in us. That when they come, they can learn about our history. We know a lot about theirs. They know, if they know, they know. Go in England and take it in geography. But when you come here, come and learn about us. Read the plaque. Read the information. Have a tour guide. You know, have a tour and find out. So that's why we should have statues that reflect us. I just say my point. You say yours. And do I have permission to put mine down too, sir?
I know that, but I will
man, thank you, man. That's why I love you, man. God bless you.
I will tell you this story.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of this administration.
No, listen. We're not here to deal with me and personally. I'm not running from it, you know. It's just that we have a policy. Sir, hold on. We have a policy that we want to deal with issues and not the personal nitpick attack. If you want to do that, you say we buy drinks for the guy in Nelson Street, invite me down there and buy some drinks and then we can have that talk. But we're not subjecting tens of thousands of people. This is not a Corey Lane show. This name down to brass tacks. But so you can keep it. You can keep it to the issues. That's what you can do.
This is the issue that is still on.
Well, go ahead. Go deal with the issue.
You are not telling me the issue should be taught the history.
Yes.
You are part of.
But do you agree with that?
But you can help talk to the Minister of Education.
Mm-hmm. And I do.
Just a minute. And the Minister, Miss, what's her name? The lady that the Constitution was changed to put in the Senate. What's her name?
Senator Kay McConning. Yes.
You could go and speak to those folks and Miss Moore and just explain to them, look, we want the history of Barbados focus more.
In the schools. You mean like in the schools?
Yeah.
I did that up to last week. But you see, I need help from people like you. That's why when y'all come on this program and Glenn describe it well.
No.
Carla, let me point this. This is very important. I'm being very serious here. You know, coming from me all the time, it's like, yeah, Corey, we tired of your voice now. But when callers like yourself can come and focus on things like that, as opposed to, you know, nitpick little personal thing, if you could say, look, we need more education about ourselves in history, because when it was in history, I learned about Christopher Columbus, you know. You understand? I didn't not even learn about Black Wall Street. Even that, because if they can teach, they should teach that too. But I learned about Christopher Columbus and his escapades. You know what I mean? So I want you to join with me on programs like this. Don't depend on me in backroom conversations with Miss McConney and the Minister of Education.
You're misleading the public, and that's not fair.
No, we'll right lead them.
I met you in 21 nights the first time. You remember?
No, please.
And you know how I met you?
No, please.
By dealing with young people and educating Barbados, young people about Barbados. Mm-hmm. And that is why when I first hear you on here, I was so excited.
But what I going to do?
Don't say that I should go and do things that I was doing.
No,
all my
no. I mean, when you come on the air, help me to call for Beijing history in school.
This program name Bastard, not Sunday school.
No.
Being coming on this program and expressing ourselves in the way we feel like expressing ourselves. Mm-hmm. This idea, that is why I told
my... But listen, September, listen. All right, this is important again, beg your indulgence. If you want to see what happens when you all are allowed to talk as you feel like, go to September 3rd podcast on VOB929.com. Because the moderators had a discussion, we want to keep it more to issues, less about the personal attacks and all of that. And I say, you know what? If we do that, I can be like, if you're stifling the people. I took your side on it. I said, no, man. Let the people talk. Open up,
can
man.
And
if you want to see what's happened, go, because I did it for purpose. Go to September 3rd podcast. And anybody listening, I send you there now. Go to September 3rd podcast and you will see what happens when you let people like Alvin, my friend, talk as
that
the light.
Something that I say is degrading on a caller or the station. Name one thing.
Listen, there's a lot of personal, foolish attack that don't help take the country forward.
Let me move to this one.
Yes, please.
And get off the air.
Yes, sir.
I heard the Minister of Health this morning, and I'm confused with this administration. Now, I was told that we brought in 110 Cuban nurses to this country. Because we needed them, because at that time we had the virus, and etc. At that time, I thought the ones from Ghana was no longer part of what I was hearing before the Cuban nurses. Now this morning I hear that the 125 Ghana nurses is expected within a couple of weeks. I also heard the Minister of Foreign Affairs say to Barbadians that we have lost over $500 million in the last 6 months. I mean, money going into the treasury. This question is not to you, Corey, directly.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone explain to me how we're going to pay these 230 or 2500 nurses?
Mm-hmm. Good. You put the question there, and as with all questions to the authorities, I leave it there for you to answer. How are we paying? I thought I saw some clip about that, but it's for them. Where are we finding the money to pay these Cuban nurses? It is?
With a falling
revenue.
Yeah.
So that is to, I point out to Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick and his team and my friend, the CEO and the finance people.
Let me tell you who I want you to put it to.
The Minister of Finance.
The Prime Minister.
Right, right. In her capacity of Minister of Finance, we're pointing it to her too. How are we paying these nurses?
And Corey?
Alvin wants to know, and I want to know too.
You have a good day. I would like David Ellis, my number one moderator, to take you off the show that we don't put you under so much pressure.
Right.
Because
you're under. I like being here to engage in national discourse. I may not be saying the things that you like. But he ain't putting me on any pressure because different to me than you. I am on a project called Barbados First.
When you leave
right?
that office now, when you leave the studio now, you got to go and face people that you might go.
Nah, you don't. That mean that you don't know me, sir. Anybody know me? You know proof to me. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. And you don't feel that you could walk me down with your low blows, because for me, I want to bring you up. I want to take you. I want to bring you right up to the top and help you to understand that there are people in this country that believe in Barbados First. You see, you are your DLP project, right? It's a cycle. The people that there now, they ain't there for a time. They ain't there forever. You understand? And the people that is there before is proven, you see? They ain't there anymore. But one thing that must remain is Barbados. And for you, for Starcom, for the government, for whoever, they can have Corey Lane's ideas. They can have his time. They can have his energy. But they will not get his tongue or they will not get his conscience. Those are not for sale, rent, nor lease. Have a blessed and a wonderful day, sir. Enjoy yourself. Down the Brass Stats, the Wednesday edition continues 25 minutes after 11 o'clock. You are on the air.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Right, you talk long with
Calvin. Jeez, no, but yeah, oh, sure, if we get to ask if he enjoy his time, because he's not son is. So he don't get enough time, he don't get a whole hour, it feel like.
Okay.
Yes, please, talk to us. We have for us the issues of the day.
But I know I real far from your position on the statue of Lord Nelson.
Mm.
Right? And
welcome to the Nelson Show.
So each is his own.
Correct.
And I kind of disappointed that this is the that is side that you take.
I know we ain't gonna agree. I don't be disappointed, man. Right, Kadir. Right.
You know, I see you as a very intelligent fellow, Corey.
But then,
ain't got nothing.
But you may not be on the side of intelligence on this one day.
You see?
Oh, dear, boy. Let's laugh about a joke. Hmm?
Right,
the joke
right,
of
because,
like, you know.
Mm-hmm. You said that it got to do with conscious versus the unconscious. Conscious mm-hmm. versus the unconscious. And I see myself as part of the conscious mm-hmm. Conscious part of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, the conscious community. And I don't agree with you. Mm-hmm. And if you have to take the line, and I think it got to do with my spirituality and personal development, because
mm-hmm.
that side that you on about when you go down the road now about the psychological benefit and all of that there so is to move it will show a weakness, right, in a people. It will show a strength. To leave it, and to me, if you understand what the statement John King met, Mr. King, the parliamentary, I don't see the BLP being my parliamentary representative, but the parliamentary representative from where I reside, right?
Mm-hmm.
He make a statement that he get knocked for, and it was mm-hmm. a very positive and manly one that mature, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
If you treat people just like how they treat you, it don't show maturity. It show that you should be just in the same box, the same board as them, mm-hmm. right? So I would start off this way, Corey. Lord Nelson was a product of his time and history. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard about it. There was an accident in Borden Hall, right? Because you traveled out that road. There was an accident, though. And I would say I believe in destiny, and I believe in something called determinism, which is the same thing as predestination in Christian theology and so on, that you can't really change the course of events. And God is who set everything in motion, right? Anybody to blame is God. Yesterday, I stopped a ZR van in Belmont Road, and I got in. And then when we get to Border Hall roundabout, I see this guy, I want to out his mind. He fly past the van on the inside, right? So I said, wait, who is that idiot? And you know that when we get past the roundabout now, and going up, and normally it's go down this when you pass the station, and you go down this, you just get a little descent or something.
Link
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I just said
you just think it's predetermined, so it's predetermined that Nelson
right.
should be there, so he end up there. So if he comes down, then that is predetermined as well.
No, it got to do with me.
Oh, what's it connected to you? Oh, my bad.
Right? Mm-hmm. Evidence that is ZR.
No. I talk about, you remember, you the point you were trying to make, I can help you along. You're again my producer, tis it there. Now, if you, what you were trying to say is that it was predetermined and destiny that this thing should happen. And Nelson may be predestined to be part of our history and should
but
be there.
That's where leading.
Right, but he was helping you to come away from problematic areas, okay?
Right.
Giving you a little guidance.
So that's why I tell you that if it stopped the van that I was in.
Oh, you understand that.
The people in that event would be
right,
different.
Correct. So it has
right?
to do with
but
you.
He would have got more time to he
understand. I understand.
That.
It's all so part of everything saying, right? add up and equal to the thing at the end of the day. You
right,
understand?
Right. So what I'm saying, Corey, that Lord Nelson was a British admiral, right? That fought many battles. And if he wasn't, then the circumstance and history of Barbados would have to be different. You see link now?
Yes, please. I saw it. Not no. I saw it like 10 minutes ago. I was trying to explain. I saw it.
Right.
Yeah.
So the argument about moving Lord Nelson is not a mature one. You might think so. It's an emotionally charged political one.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the Barbados are party in power, there'll be a discussion on it. Not many other government in power. Going after, in his tenure, he doing things, policy of inclusion. And you mentioned earlier about it was a topic. But back in the '80s, I didn't hear nobody discuss. This wasn't really a big issue. They had some people who would tell you, show me the ball that shoot Larry Nelson. That was
listening to a podcast and somebody was outlining all the debates through the history, the marches, the dates, the songs that were written from Aja, Gabby, the people, the famous musicians, Barbadian musicians before them in relation to this issue. So it has been an issue throughout time. The reason that, because you would appreciate that under the Barbados Labour Party in 2018 and 19, it wasn't a discussion, and it became a discussion through the Black Lives Matter movement that kind of spread around the world at this point in time.
Right.
So it really has to do with what's happening in the periods of times. Not like you guys, you point everything to party, and I understand. Y'all live, breathe, eat party,
but
you worship parties and
political.
So on. Right.
It is political. I can tell you, the only thing that makes science alive is politics.
Well, for you guys, I could understand why you behave that way. My thing is, right, it is your truth. Sorry, I understand that. It is your truth.
Let me finish, Kai. I know you can go to your ad now, right?
Like, go to the ad when the producer said go to the ad. He ain't said go to the ad yet.
It is political. Because even what's going on.
But it was up under both administrations, and they get taken down in the, and the producer calls for that. You see, you so back, he do that. But finish your point. Finish your point. Finish.
Corey, it does be a debate, but moving it every time BLP. That's my experience. I see. And I can tell you this here, right? The BLP they do things that is political expedient, and right now is a thing about moving statues and things, right? So.
But they were in power 2008 to 2000 and when it was 1994 to 2008, 14 years. Why did they do it was political thing and tossy then?
Expedient to go out to move it, but I don't know if the guy power to do it caught when I have to do that to see if he could get it moved. Put change in there, make it Hero Square, but he couldn't get it moved because I can understand the esoteric, right? Lord Nelson and everything you see around there, so is what there was men, I guess be sublime. You know what I mean? They've got men that using trowels and floats and thing. It's called the Masons, right? Lord Nelson was turning around, not because of fear the Treasury building. There's something right in front of Lord Nelson that you will see in Egypt. That is esoteric. All around there, so is esoteric knowledge.
Yeah, you got to be plugging like yourself to know all these things. But
I got to tell you something, Corey.
In closing.
About the what the historian said, there's something, there's a something occult about Lord Nelson, right? That seems to be spiritual.
Yeah. It's highly possible. We can continue the discussion. It's 25 minutes before noon. Yes, this is the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Interesting things happening all around us, specifically in Trinidad. We have another situation similar to what happened in Jamaica some years ago with Dada's Coke unfolding in Trinidad. And it's always important to keep an eye on what is happening around us, as sometimes we find these things end up happening here. Of course, we may hear more of that in the regional roundup coming to you just in about 10, 15 minutes or so. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Talk to us about the issues of the day or what is on your mind. You're on the air.
Today we are trying to change this country rod.
Rod by rod. Yes, please.
As it relates to persons with disabilities, before the pandemic, I know for a fact that the blind fraternity tried to get the tools to operate independently from financial institutions. During the pandemic, it showed up itself that it is a need that these financial institutions include disabled persons with disabilities as it relates to access to ATM card, access to the software on the ATM. Now, there's a chain of banks through the Caribbean, and they can find it possible to put the software on the ATMs in Trinidad and other countries, but yet still cannot get it done here in Barbados. Now, I have not heard the minister responsible for empowerment nor the National Disabilities Unit come out in support of these measures being put in place so that disabled persons can operate independently in these, and we talk about e-commerce and so forth. And in order to access e-commerce, you need to have some form of card, whether it's a credit card or ATM card. That is one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I heard you defend the NIS this morning. But are you aware that the health people who applied for sick benefits in September last year have not received anything as yet?
This VOB.
Yes, please.
You were listening when you say you heard me defend the NIS?
I heard you, correction. I heard you state the reasons why things could happen.
Oh, that's a big difference there, yeah. Okay. That's explanation, not excusing. I said there needs to be better communication, better systems, but there are tsunami calls. I just want to make sure you're listening to the right station. My bad.
Despite what you said, there's a saying that I heard my grandmother say, well, the cow is grazing, the calf is starving.
Correct.
No, I am saying, if you're going to, no, this has never happened in Barbados yet. The monk of claims to the NIS. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to, I don't know how this function. If we're going from A to Z, there's no way that B should get two checks before D get one.
Mm-hmm.
If my thinking is right,
mm-hmm.
you should go from A to Z once and come back and start again, so that everybody that in that line will at least receive one check. So nobody can call and criticize the NIS. That is one point. The next point is, do you know within the past 2 years, this, I don't know if it's a software, I don't know if it's an apparatus, I don't know if it's a machine that calculates your pension.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's going into 2 years now that they cannot give you a calculation of your pension because that piece of apparatus or system is down. It is unacceptable. In today's days, we have technology. I heard the Prime Minister said that they're bringing more people to work. But if that is the case, as I quote the Prime Minister, many hands met like work.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not seem to be functioning at the NIS.
Yeah, I understand it brought on additional people and additional things. But it'd be for them really to come periodically to the public and explain what the challenges are. Because I know all too well. Looking from one end of the fence and being on the other end, things are not always what they seem. So for instance, they may tell you, okay, and I don't know how this will make you feel. They may, and this is just an example, they don't know. They have to come and speak on their own behalf. They may tell you, okay, we were set up to probably, we can do 500 claims. And we are actually doing, we actually brought in staff to help us to do 1,000, but we are actually doing 5,000 because each person is given an extra 2 hours. And you may say, very good. You may still have concerns as to why some people are receiving two and so on. Because what I was told, and I can't verify this from here, is that they were using multiple systems. And that may be the reason. Some alphabetical, some in order of lesser paid to most paid first. And this, again, is unverified. I shouldn't even mention it. But I just give it as a possible example of why two would be paid to some persons and not. I actually spoke to a lot of people during the last 14 weeks. Some from January, they had any all back from September, but some who were waiting before COVID, and just so unfortunate this COVID thing would have put them in that melee of trying to get assistance. But they would have to come, sir, and explain to you. It's better for them.
If they don't come and say anything, it leads one to speculate. It leads one to feel that being victimized and nobody cares.
You're correct.
You know, and my final point. No. Mm. My Prime Minister, I have to say my Prime Minister because I've worked for this party, I've worked for this government, and I've worked for my Prime Minister. Now, I have heard my Prime Minister on more than one occasion say she feels our pain. She know what it's like to own piece of the rock. We're in this together. But you know what's puzzling? That doesn't trickle down to her ministers in government.
Mm-hmm.
Beware that I see some of them are acting, some of them are silent. Like, they're non-existent. I am of the opinion that each minister should come and deliver either every quarter to his constituency or to the country of Barbados what I am doing what I have in place for the next 6-7 months, or whatever the case may be. Cause
I want to support you on that, and I want to add something before you move on. A minister should not report to his constituency. I believe that a constituency rep should report to the constituency what they're doing in the constituency, and a minister should report to the entire country what they're doing with the ministry. I do believe in that, and it can be, again, in this whole age of virtual meetings and so on, because we understand they're busy and so on, they can use the social media, multimedia, to even record a statement. They can do a press conference so they can get questions. We can use the technology, and we can get reports from all the different ministries, or they can put it on a website if they
have to. Not only that, the constituency should not only see their representative royal elections. I think, I don't care how busy the minister is, at least every quarter, the minister should take a walk through his constituency. Sometimes, your presence, a warm word, sometimes you sit down. Because join.
I'm not trying to be technical, but don't say minister. Not all ministers have constituencies, and not all constituency reps have ministries. So when you say minister should walk his constituency,
all parliamentarians, right, correct, be elected.
All constituency representatives, right, should take time during
the year at least 3 or 4 times to visit their area physically.
3 or 4 times a year.
A year, yeah.
Might as well be in constituency at minimum once a week. They have constituency clinics.
Well, listen.
In the constituency, listen, 3 or 4, you
some
set the bar real low.
Yeah. Till the next election.
They do, yeah, so you're correct.
So if they do it 3 or 4 times a year, it's better than none at all. And you see, this is the thing. We're talking about our educated society. But you know, some of these persons teach by the way, the actions and what they say and so forth. And I think it's time the ideology of the political structure need a change, need overhauling. Until we can have an even ground, we will always be spinning thought and mud. But, as I said, we will try to change this country rod by rod. Although you know that I can't find no part in the Ministry of Agriculture or a farmer to tell me the correct length for a rod yet.
This for cassava?
This for anything.
Oh, because we have some callers that know that may be able to be of assistance to you. Okay?
No, I want to know. When I say that, I'm talking about a standard rod.
Right, I get you.
Any part of Barbados, but that don't happen now.
No problem.
That's just like how politics is. You have a nice day.
You have a nice day as well. So, in terms of our producer, Ronnie Clark, he packs up his gear and he heads over to the pavilion coming out of the sports, the athletic room. We have Michelle Braffitt. She's all geared up. She has her bat and she goes over to the crease. And we say welcome to our new producer and technical operator, Mrs. Michelle Braffitt. Good morning, madam. And we also say good morning to the next caller. This is the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Good morning, Corey.
Hey, morning to you.
I looked up. Another kinky-headed lad like me and saw you standing there rooted on a stony pedestal, aloft both day and night, exposed to sun and rain alike, and your scary cloak just anchored there. Oh, British demigod of Trafalgar. But I wish the green, your cloak is now the green of grass, of vine, madly grown wild all over your unmarked graves. And over this crowded square of Trafalgar, you watch with an ever-fixed gaze. Didn't your marble incise rock with earthquake laughter, silent to pass by his ears, when all parents and dear parents to you paid homage where none was ever due? Don't you laugh at us who foolishly deny our own island heroes and hungrily grab at alien walls, resurrecting them as little gods? But Lord of Trafalgar, whenever I look at you, a pain, a hurt I can't explain grows big, big within my gut. Because, Lord Nelson, you are no hero of mine. Your place is in the wine-covered graveyards of antiques, among the stony tools of culture's past. The museum is your tomb. Lord Nelson, I say again, you are no hero of mine. Look, ask a lord to the mission form. Obscure a colonialism. A 21st century eyesore. Lord Nelson, I say again, you are no hero of mine. So why stand you still in that place? Take down Nelson. Take down Nelson and put up a Belgian man. Put up a West Indian. Corey, I thank you so very much for indulging me.
I thank you very much too as well, caller. I am obliged. Brastax, good morning. Thank you for that talent, by the way, caller. Thank you very much. 10 minutes before noon. Good afternoon and welcome. Well, good morning and welcome, sorry. Good morning. You're on the air.
Morning, sir.
Hey, morning.
Yeah, this is Stephen Downey here, Corey. If the regional roundup would come in before, I would gratefully appreciate if I can hold on, because I have a lot to say. First of all, Mr. Conrad, let me make it abundantly clear.
Before you go on, that is the producer's prerogative and not mine.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'll be grateful, though. Because yes. I have a lot to say, I believe a lot of people would like to hear.
Yeah, she's hearing you, though, so, yeah.
I did agree with Alvin in a lot of ways, although I am a ranked DLP and Alvin is a DLP. I agree with him 100% what he had to say. Now, Mr. Lane, let me make abundantly clear to Barbados once and for all. I come from a mixed-race family of a mix of father and a black mother. So I am sick and tired of people branding me, Stephen Ricardo Downey, as a racist. Okay? I do believe, Mr. Lane, sir. You see this thing, Black Lives Matter? This is going to destroy the social fabric of this country. And to me, what is going on in the States with George Floyd and all those protests is not peaceful protesting. It is vandalism, rioting, looting, thugs, and bad behavior.
But the majority is not from reports and not peaceful protests?
Give me your hearing, please.
Okay.
I have two heroes in my life. That to this day, when I hear the voice of that great man, the late Dr. Martin Luther King, one of the greatest black men, I refer to him as the Black Messiah, when I hear his voice on the radio or in any speech, it brings tears to my eyes and it gives me goosebumps. Malcolm X, two great men that I gratefully respected, and as I said, Dr. King is my hero. And when I see of what is going on in the United States of America today with this thing of black rioting, he would never have wished or had wanted that for his fellow country, the United States of America. In Barbados, we are just like what I say, monkey see, monkey do. We have had many, many, many prime ministers in this country. None of them have seen it fit to want or take the initiative to remove Lord Nelson's statue. But now you want to pressure Ms. Motley. However, I'm going on further. 98%, or should I rephrase that, 90% of the tourist industry in this country are of white European people, mainly English. Well, let me give black people, my black people, a word of advice. I have always learned as a child from my grandmother, water ran, blood clot. The white people in England will look upon as Lord Nelson as their hero. We Barbados are treated, yes, in some ways we could have gone to the way of the French, the Dutch, or the Spanish. Thanks to him at the Battle of Trafalgar Square, the Battle of Trafalgar, we still remain under the British rule. What I mean to say is...
Have you understood slavery? It matter who enslaved you? It really matter?
If
it's an alien, it really matter?
But the point, as I am saying, is, okay, I'm trying to say to you is, yes, there's a place for him in history. What I'm trying to say to you, Mr. Lane, why do you want that? Step out, step it not. If Bobby, you see this whole thing about Black Lives Matter? I am putting it to you, in the last number of weeks since these things took place in the United States of America, I have seen a division of black and white in this country.
But you understand the Black Lives Matter movement? But it's not for me to accept or not. I believe each caller has the rights to their own opinions, and right. So do I. I'm just asking you if you understand the movement. Besides what the media portrays of the protests versus the rioting, do you understand what the Black Lives Matter movement is about?
So as far as I'm concerned, I understand what it was. And to be very honest with you, Mr. Lane, I do understand what it is. And to be very honest, reports that I have read and see, I'm not going to be very careful in my words. The criminal aspects of Mr. Floyd, he is no hero. He is not a person to lead.
But it's not about Mr. Floyd being a hero. The music tells us we got to check. We'll see what happens after that. But it tells us we got to check in with our brothers and sisters from across the region and find out what's going on through the regional roundup from the OCM News. We'll be back with more of the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks.